The Great American Folklore Couch Caper. Once upon a time, in a cozy living room, there was a couch of many wonders. But nothing had prepared that couch for the day the 14 creatures from American folklore decided to have a sit down, or a bounce around. First came Bigfoot, with feet so large, every cushion became a giant footprint memory foam. After he lumbered off, the couch looked like a bouncy castle with grooves. Then, Pecos Bill rode in on a tornado, lassoed the sofa, and spun it into the world's softest bucking bronco. Cushions flew like tumbleweeds across the plains. Right after him, Paul Bunyan sat down and oof, the couch shrunk under him, looking like a miniature model by the time he left, with a pattern of plaid from his giant shirt. His big blue ox took one sniff and fell asleep, drooling a small pond onto the fabric. The couch now had a shiny, wet look, with a bit of the sky reflected in the drool pond. The Jersey Devil danced a jig, hooves playing a tune on the springs, turning it into a musical instrument. The couchophone. Mothman fluttered about, leaving a sprinkle of glittering dust. The couch glimmered, looking like the night sky. The chupacabra was next, nibbling the edges. The couch now had a fringe look like it was in style for the Wild West. The Thunderbird swooped down, its wings beating so hard, the couch became as fluffy as a cloud, ready to float away. Then the Hodag's spiky back carved out quirky lines in the upholstery, creating a modern art masterpiece. The jackalope hopped on, leaving pillow mountains and valleys with every springy jump. Not to be outdone, the headless horseman's horse munched on the armrest, turning it into a chewed pencil-like sculpture. Snallygaster's tentacles suction-cupped onto the couch, leaving fun polka dots all over. The hide-behind hid behind the couch, squeezing it thinner like a mystical corset. Lastly, the skunk ape left a scent so powerful it could knock out a charging bear. The couch smelled like the deepest forests for days. At the end of the day, the couch took a deep breath, puffed itself up, and returned to its original cozy shape, ready for the next adventure. But one thing was for sure, it was never just a couch again, but a storyteller with the softest, most adventurous cushions in all the land.